Good evening. With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks.
Regardless, is it 1 cent, 2 cent, 10 cent, dollar, like the song used to say, it's still too much for those who don't have it.
National Coalition for Caymanian MPs shoot down a private member's motion asking the government to adjust financial assistance thresholds. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
On Tuesday, Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Kenneth Bryan, tabled Private Member's Motion No. 1 to amend the financial assistance regulations. He says the current regs prescribe the maximum monthly household income threshold for eligibility for financial assistance, setting it at $3,000 for families of 1 to 3, $3,500 for 4 to 6, and $4,000 for families with 7 or more people. Figures he described as, quote, outdated given the rising cost of living in the Cayman Islands.
I think it is obvious in the many minds of every member of this Honorable House and the listening community that the cost of living has increased tremendously, not only over the last 6 months, but since these thresholds were created, which is well over a year, if my memory serves me well.
His motion first asked that the max monthly thresholds be raised by $1,000 in each category, but he was willing to accept some wiggle room there. However, the second part asked government to set up an annual review of the thresholds and tie them to the consumer price index to reflect the, quote, true cost of living.
But one that I'm not willing to compromise on, that it's logical that we have to have it tethered. Because if we leave this amount to the same amount, obviously 5 years from now, the cost of living factors are not going to be the same as when the bill was created.
Social Development Minister, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, gave government's response to the motion, reminding MPs he's previously announced that his ministry is leading a working group tasked with reviewing several aspects of the financial assistance program.
While we are broadly in agreement with that a review is necessary, it is the practice of this government to make decisions based on available data and policy advice from the subject matter experts. Consequently, Mr. Speaker, the government cannot support this motion at the present time as the review, which considers a wider set of policy implications than just household income thresholds, is not yet complete, and a decision to amend any part of the Financial Assistance Act regime would be premature.
Therefore, Mr. Bryan's motion failed. However, Minister Rankin added the final recommendations from that review are expected this month, with Cabinet making decisions based on those at the, quote, earliest opportunity. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The NCFC administration will consider increasing the personal duty waiver allowance to returning residents from $500 to $800.
At its core, Mr. Speaker, this motion is about providing practical and meaningful relief to the people of the Cayman Islands during a time when the cost of living continues to place significant pressure on household budgets.
Tabling private member's motion number 2 in the House on Tuesday, Georgetown MP Perlina McGall-Lumsden cited several reasons the duty waiver allowance should be increased. The rising cost of living, the growing number of Caymanians who travel overseas to purchase, quote, more affordable essential goods, and that the allowance hasn't been adjusted since 2018.
Government cannot solve every financial challenge facing our people. But when there's an opportunity to provide reasonable and responsible relief, we should not hesitate to do so.
Home Affairs Minister, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, said his administration supports the motion.
A clear and realistic duty-free allowance can support better compliance. When the threshold is reasonable and better aligned with modern costs, residents are more likely to understand the rules, comply with the rules, not evade, and make proper declarations where required.
MPs approved the private member's motion to introduce the revised allowance within the 2026-2027 financial year, although private member's motions are non-binding. In other local news, the Cayman Islands is joining the international maritime community in marking the Day of the Seafarer today, recognizing the vital contributions seafarers make to the global trade, economic stability, and daily life. This year's theme, Carrying World Trade, Carrying the Risks, highlight both the essential role seafarers play in keeping global supply chains moving and the personal and professional risk they face while working at sea. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin reports.
The national observance is being coordinated through an interagency partnership involving the Ministry of Financial Services and Commerce, the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation, the Maritime Authority of the Cayman Islands, and the Port Authority of the Cayman Islands. Together, they are leading awareness activities and outreach to honor Caymanian seafarers, maritime professionals, and the wider global seafaring community. The premier says the day serves as a reminder that more than 80% of global trade moves by sea, making seafarers indispensable to modern economies, including the Cayman Islands, with its strong maritime heritage and globally recognized financial services sector. He says Cayman continues to recognize the deep connection between maritime activity, economic resilience, and social well-being. Cayman Islands Overseas Maritime Representative Mac Mifsud says the islands stand in solidarity with seafarers worldwide, noting that their work is often unseen but fundamental to the availability of goods and services communities rely on. He says this year's theme underscores the human dimension behind global commerce and the importance of ensuring the safety, dignity, and welfare of those at sea. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
The Cayman Islands government is encouraging residents, businesses, and maritime stakeholders to acknowledge and thank seafarers for their service. The public is also invited to the Anchors Away Fun Day at the Seafarers Hall on Saturday, the 27th of June from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Admission is free and open to all. Join us this Sunday for a special featured conversation with former Radio Cayman Director of Broadcasting, Mr. Loxley Banks, talking about the impact and legacy of seafarers. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. The Cayman Islands Court of Appeal has refused retired attorney Balika Hari Samamba's permission to pursue a judicial review challenge over the dismissal of his complaint that a Grand Court judge deliberately lied in a 2019 ruling. Radio Cayman's April Cummings tells us more.
The dispute stems from a medical negligence lawsuit Mr. Balika Samamba filed against the Health Services Authority in 2014. His claims were struck out in 2020, but he later accused Justice Ian Kowali of making deliberate untruths in a 2019 judgment, one relating to whether he had applied to attend a hearing by video link from Canada, and the other concerning how the judge summarized his legal submissions. In the latest ruling, three retired English Lord Justices appointed to hear the case found that the emails Mr. Samamba relied on actually contradicted his account. They said there was no conceivable reason for Justice Kowali to have lied, and that the second allegation contained nothing whatsoever. After multiple failed attempts to overturn the ruling, including a constitutional motion, a petition, an out-of-time appeal, a personal lawsuit against the judge, and an application to the Privy Council, Mr. Samamba lodged a complaint with the Judicial and Legal Services Commission in 2023. The JLSC dismissed it as frivolous, vexatious, or unmeritorious. In a judgment delivered on the 23rd of June, the court described the allegation as preposterous and said Mr. Samamba had now come to the end of the road. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. The Cayman Islands Blood Bank is urgently calling on O-negative donors to give blood as supplies have reached critical low levels. O-negative is the universal donor type used in emergencies when there is no time to determine a patient's blood group. The Blood Bank says every donation is vital and supports emergency care, surgeries, and offer life-saving treatments. Eligible donors are urged to book an appointment at bloodbank.ky or by calling 244-2674. The Blood Bank is located on the second floor of the Anthony Eden Hospital and is open Monday to Saturday with extended weekday hours. The Health Services Authority will temporarily close two of its pharmacies this weekend for mid-year restocking. The Anthony S. Eden Pharmacy closes on Saturday, with prescriptions available at the Smith Road Pharmacy from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, the Smith Road Pharmacy will close and prescriptions can be filled at the Anthony S. Eden Hospital from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The HSA says that the closures are necessary to maintain accurate and efficient pharmacy services. More information is available at hsa.ky. In other local news, join the 2026 Summer Reading Challenge.
This year's Summer Reading Challenge is all about all things Cayman.
Public Library Service cataloger Tamia Clark invites you to dive into stories that celebrate Cayman's culture, history, and tradition.
Whether you're discovering the wonders of Seven Mile Beach, learning about our heritage, or exploring the beauty of our natural environment, every book is an opportunity to connect with Cayman in a new way.
Participants between the age of 6 and 9 will be entered for a chance to win gift cards, electronics, toys, trophies, certificates, and more. Registration opens July the 1st. Visit any public library branch to complete a registration form and to collect your Summer Reading Challenge booklet. Finally, the public is invited to gather at Radio Cayman's building tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. as the facility is officially renamed and rededicated in honor of former Director of Broadcasting, Mr. Loxley Banks. A brief program will open the event, after which attendees will be welcomed inside to tour several of the new renovations recently completed at the building. Light refreshments will be available. Visitors are asked to park in the main Government Administration Building parking lot located across the street behind the Customs and Border Control Building on Elgin Avenue. The event is open to everyone. That's your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.